This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. President Donald Trump deployed a mix of praise and criticism in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Tuesday. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
May's resigning this week over her handling of the tortured Brexit deal, and at their final news conference,
I have greatly enjoyed working with you.
The president offering unexpected compliments after questioning May's Brexit negotiations back in March.
I gave the Prime Minister my ideas on how to negotiate it.
She remembers.
The President suggested that I sued the European Union, which we didn't do. We went into negotiations and we came out with a good deal.
That's not such a deal. I would have sued, but that's okay.
The president adds May did well and maybe won't get due credit.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House has directed two more former aides to defy subpoenas from Democratic lawmakers investigating whether President Trump obstructed justice by trying to avoid the probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said former top presidential adviser Hope Hicks and the former chief of staff for then White House lawyer Don McGahn were told not to comply with the House panel's subpoenas for documents from their time working at the White House. The House Judiciary Committee is where an impeachment inquiry would begin if Democrats decide to pursue it. Nadler said Hicks has turned over some documents from her time working on President Trump's campaign. The committee wants to arrange for public testimony from Hicks, McGahn, and McGahn's former chief of staff. News reports say the younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public for the first time in more than 50 days amid questions about her status and whether she had been purged. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday it's likely that next week he'll impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico, despite a dispute over illegal immigration. In Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the president doesn't have much support in Congress for his idea.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if migration is not curbed. Mexico's foreign minister said Tuesday he believes a deal can be reached to avert imposition of the tariffs. But if not, Mexico plans to announce its response on Thursday. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in response to what it calls the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Thousands of Americans began using this method to visit the island even before the administration of former President Barack Obama restored full diplomatic relations with the country in 2014. Sudan's ruling military council says it's canceling its previous agreement with civilian protesters following Monday's attack by security forces on a protest site in Khartoum that left at least 35 people dead. The head of the Transitional Military Council announced on Tuesday in a televised address that the new government will immediately be formed and will rule until elections are held within the next 9 months. The elections would be organized under regional and international supervision. Monday's raid on the protest site outside the defense ministry capped a breakdown of relations between the military and a coalition of protesters and opposition parties. The two sides had been negotiating over the makeup of a transitional government. And the United States is scheduled to hold another round of meetings with the Taliban this month in Qatar in a fresh bid to end the deadlock in peace talks with the Afghan insurgent group while reaching out to regional stakeholders, including Pakistan, for assistance. The direct dialogue between the two adversaries began nearly a year ago and has achieved noteworthy progress toward ending the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.